Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Hello, this Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. It is good to come home again today on this day the Lord has made. He said, let us rejoice and be glad in it because He hath given us this day. And I'm so glad that we're able to come in your homes by the means of radio, into the automobiles, the penitentiaries, wherever you are listening to Something to Believe In. I thank God that God gave me this ministry many years ago, and we've been able to preach it down through the years. I want to tell you about our internet in just a few moments, but right now let's go and listen to this song right here. I hope you enjoy this one, and Martha and I are going to do it together. It says, I'll meet you at the Eastern Gate. Yesterday, I've got a lot of friends that made that journey, and I'm looking forward to making that journey myself. I'm in no hurry now, but when God says, hey, it's time to come home, I'm ready to go. I've got my ticket purchased. I got my bags packed. I'm ready to go. And I hope you can say the same thing. I appreciate all my radio listeners. I appreciate my supporters. I received a letter here from Daryl Olson from out in Arizona, and he showed me here that we are being on internet. This is on our internet, stbi.org, and we are being heard in about 80 some countries around the world. And he was reporting here to me the songs that we sing and the different things that we do. I appreciate Daryl and Dana And Dana asked me the other day, he said, well, when if something happens to you, Brother Tommy, we can use your ministry. I said, yes, sir. You've got all the material. You got the sermons. You got the songs. So, Daryl and Dana, I hope that you do carry on this ministry even after I have said goodbye to my congregation. I appreciate all my supporters. I can't say that enough. I've been on here a long time, and I'm hoping to continue on. I hope that you're continuing to support me and keep my voice going out over the air. And I believe in radio. I believe the Bible said faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. But I was so impressed when I read these names. I wished I had time to read them all for you, but I don't. I'm not going to take the time. But anyhow, I think there's about 70 or 80 countries here that are receiving our radio ministry. And I want to say to them personally that I appreciate you, and I'm glad that you're able to hear our broadcast. I hope that you can write to me a letter sometime, and I will sit down and tell my radio audience about it. I heard from Africa one time, and then I heard from Australia, and I've heard from Russia. I've heard from several different places. But listen, Daryl has got about 70 or 80 names here of the countries where that they have been hit on, and that's been picked up on the internet, and I appreciate that. The internet is stbi.org, and our singing, he's got down here about, I guess, 130 some songs here that we sing, and they are on our internet. You can pick those up and also pick up this morning's broadcast will also be on the internet. So I appreciate Daryl, and I appreciate what they are doing to keep my ministry going. I've been doing this since 87, I think it is. I started in 87 here in Beckley, and with the help and support of the people, we're going to continue to go right on. So let's go right now.
Understanding, not a word to speak. Father led his favorite son toward a mountain peak. Each step would bring them near the place where the sacrifice would burn. Just before the lad would die, Father Abraham will learn there's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. Step by step it climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith, where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today. For no apparent reason, a lamb begins to climb along a rocky mountainside, some greener grass to find. How could he know that he'd become the answer on his way? Isaac would not have to die, he would live to say, there's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. Step by step it climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith, where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today. Walk on a little farther, no matter how you feel, you'll never know what's lying up ahead. Oh, that's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. step by step it climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith, where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today.
Job chapter 3, verse 25. Job said, "Everything I fear and everything I dreaded has happened to me." Another translation says, "I feared a fear, and it came to pass." The question I like to ask today, is fear only a state of the mind? There are people today that are in prison to many things. First of all, fear itself, because the Bible said fear hath torment. But today, fear is the thing that we must fear most, because there is a spirit of fear in this day and time especially that is gripping the hearts of all of America. As a matter of fact, this fear has spread throughout our whole entire world. People are afraid on every hand. They don't know what's going to happen at the next turn. We become like animals in a cage, prancing to and fro, looking for freedom. Every living thing is yearning just to simply be free, but to be free in the mind. Because, you see, freedom is not only a state of the mind, but fear has gripped the heart. There was a movie not long ago called The Shawshank Redemption. And in that movie, you would get the idea of what it's like to spend the rest of your life behind bars. And maybe I'm speaking to some right now. And you know what it's like. Someone telling you when to rise. Someone telling you when to lie down. When to eat your meals and when to get out and go out into the courtyard so that you might have some fresh air. Again, I ask the question, is freedom only a state of the mind? You see, there are people so frozen by fear that they cannot experience real freedom. Yet one could make the argument that there are prisoners behind bars for a lifetime sentence that experience more freedom than many of us. There are people who are prisoners to many things. Maybe they're addicted to alcohol, cocaine, a reckless relationship. Fear keeps them home. No social life. There are people who cannot even leave their own homes, literally because they have panic attacks. I remember a lady who was battling with panic attacks, and she was told that the next time you have a panic attack, wherever you are or whatever you're doing, stop and lie down right beside the subject that has caused the panic attack. Well, lo and behold, she was down at the grocery store buying groceries. She goes by a fruit stand, and all of a sudden the panic attack happened. She laid down right beside of the fruit stand. Many were laughing. Many were awed because of what she was doing. But she stayed there until she overcame the fear. Yes, and you, maybe you go through the same thing, panic attacks. We don't understand them, but it's a fear like no other fear that grips you. And all of a sudden you become a slave to that fear, and therefore you have a panic attack. You see, they rely upon one another, and they cannot cope alone. Children will not even leave their parents, afraid to go to college, afraid to go to work, afraid to go to school, because fear has gripped their heart. We have more prisons built within the mind than we have in the prison houses. A young man once began a camp far into another country, and I cannot name the country because I don't know the country, but people would come to him, and they would want to escape from the realities of life. They wanted to get away from it all because of their nerves and because of fear and because of this and that was happening in their life. And they would pay a great sum, and they would get a one-way ticket to this place that was named I'll Fly Away. And when they got there, they were given new identity. They did not know where they were at. No one knew who they was. And several people had already taken this venture. But once you got there, you did become a brand new person. You became a new identity. You became a person that was unknown by anyone else. And I just wonder, after being there just for a little while, if the same problems that they had here, if they don't have them same problems there where they're at the place which is called a place where there is nobody. You see, you can visit any prison, any nursing home, and find people who experience more freedom than people who are physically free to come and go as they desire. Joseph never was a prisoner of the mind. He was a man that was sold by his own family, thrown into a pit. I called it that he went from a pit to a prison to the palace. And you know, Joseph, never at any time will you find Joseph whimpering and crying because of this situation. Because even though he had a lot to fear, he never let fear cause him to become a prisoner of his own mind. When he was sold into slavery, would anyone have thought that he would become a trusted advisor to the king of Egypt? Joseph even spent some times in prison, in the prisons of Egypt, before he was even set free. But he said to his brothers later on, "What do you mean? What you meant for evil, God meant for good." Dr. Martin Luther King made the statement, and the statement was this, "I have a dream." A book was written called The Freedom of Mind. I quote from Dr. Martin Luther King's statements. He said, "We dare not take the gift of freedom for granted." You see, what is freedom really all about? Who of us is really free? Ultimately, freedom comes only from Christ. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." The early church in Rome probably included three kinds of people. They were slaves, they were free men, and they were freedmen. There were various reasons why someone might be a slave. Some were sold into slavery by their parents at their birth. Some sold themselves into slavery just to simply pay a debt. Some were taken captivity during the time of war. But Christ has paid the price to set us free. And yet some of us are still in slavery. We're a slave to fear. We're a slave to worry. We're a slave to sin. Hear the words of the Master. "Bring me your heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Cast your cares upon me, because I care for you." Why are you so anxious? Look at the birds of the air, Jesus said. If God cared for them, how much more does He care for you? "I have prepared a place for you," He said in John 14, "that where I am, there ye may be also." You see, Christ came that we might have freedom. Another scripture says, "For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver and gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life, handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb without blemish."
When I think of how He came, so far from glory, came to dwell among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace. On Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself this question, who am I? My will, my way. If you'll be true, I'll give to you life forever. I wonder what I could ever love to deserve God's only Son to fight my battles until they're won. Who am I? Who am I but a thief would bleed and die for?
To the old rugged cross he would go. Now who am I? I love that song. I think Rusty Goodman wrote that song, and I mentioned it last weekend on the broadcast, if I'm not mistaken. And anyhow, I love that song, Who Am I? And I want to say again that I appreciate Daryl and Dana Olson on the internet. Our internet is stbi.org, and our voice is being heard throughout, I don't know, 70 or 80 countries. And he wrote me a letter, excuse me, and sent me a nice offering last week on the broadcast, and I'll tell you, they've been good to us. Dana came to me many years ago and said he wanted to take the internet and put us on the internet, worldwide internet, and he would do that without any obligation. And so Daryl is helping him, and Daryl is in Arizona, and Dana is at Princeton Hospital working. And I just want to send the broadcast out to them, and I want to send the broadcast out to all of these countries that are hearing our broadcasts. I know that they're translated in different languages and everything, but I just want them to know that is what we're all about, is whatever God wants for them to hear, then that's exactly what God is using us to do. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you, Daryl. I appreciate you, Dana. And I'm going to pray for my unseat onage right now. Father, we pray. We bring our unseat onage to you. We don't know who's hearing this broadcast, who is pleading the blood right now. Our country is in bad, bad shape, Lord. As you know the condition of our country. But Lord, only your helping hand can help our nation the way it is. And I pray that you will very humbly, I pray that you will reach down and pick them up. And Lord, I don't care what the situation is. You're a big God, and you can do anything that you would want to do. And I know that you want to do it, because you said, it's not my will that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance. I just thank you, Lord, that I'm able to bring the radio ministry into the hearts and the homes of the people and tell them that if God be for them, there is no power that will ever stand against them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw some old friends that I used to know. Now when they ask me what has happened, I try to tell them, thanks to Calvary.
free. I don't come here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears flow down my face, I try to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Then I went back to the place where I used to live. My little boys ran to hide behind the door. I said, boys, you don't have to run and hide from your daddy now, because you see, you got a brand new daddy now. Thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears flows down my face, I try to tell them, thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears flows down my face, I try to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore.
Yes, sir, thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. If you want to change life, go to Calvary. Because the Bible said all things become brand new. And I'm glad to report that to you today. If you want a way out of your situation, if you want out of sin, you can bleed the blood of Jesus Christ and He will forgive you of all of your sin. He'll cast them as far as the east is the east and the west is west and never remember them again. Isn't that great? Well, I got to get out of here. That's my broadcast today. So I'm praying for you. You pray for me financially. You need to help me. I will be at Red Sulphur this morning preaching, and I'll be back at the Pillar of Truth next Sunday morning. So goodbye. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Oh, this is just.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642 Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642 Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
One heaven.